On November 18th, 2013, at 7 o'clock p.m., we'll move to attendance first. And the question for today is, who is your celebrity doppelganger?
Adwa.
Beyonce.
Andrew.
I'm going to say Betty White because I obviously have a wonderful white name.
Jessica.
There's an actress in Perks of Being a Wallflower, and from certain angles, I look just like her. She's the one that's like Buddhist and really aggressive. I look like her.
Courtney.
I really don't know.
Rebecca.
I guess I've been told I look like the mother on Mine with the Mother, but
Sean.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Sam.
Brad Pitt. Yeah.
Nick.
Ryan Gosling.
Mike. Bobby.
Bruce Willis.
Brett.
I've been told I look like Samuel L. Jackson. I can really relate to him too, so.
Peter.
Channing Tatum.
Mark.
Andy Samberg or John Travolta.
Joe. Ben.
Michael
Shannon.
Hannah. I really dislike when people tell me that I look
like Cameron Diaz, but it's happened before. Jordan. Smokey the Bear. Jana.
I'm Helen
Usher. Brogan.
I don't know.
Eric.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Well, now what I'm thinking.
Danny.
Zoe Saldana.
Eiler.
Ron Howard.
Nate.
Shia LaBeouf. LaBeouf, however you say it.
No, no, Adam. I'm not too sure. Dan.
Dan Marino.
Pia.
Still mad at the science day.
David.
I've been told I look like Liam Hemsworth. I don't see it.
Matt.
I would have to say Shakira. I don't.
Because of the hips. So nice.
Yeah, definitely Beyonce.
And you, admin director?
Oh, I don't have one.
Okay, now we'll move to approval of the minutes from November 11th, 2013. Is there any discrepancy with the minutes? Yes, Senator Hare.
Can we just change the announcements to say Mental Health Wellness Day? Mental Health and Wellness Day, instead of what's currently in it?
I would encourage you to make a friendly.
Yeah.
Is there a second? Second? Are there any other discrepancies with the minutes? Any other discrepancies? Discrepancies? Seeing none, we're moving on to community comment. Is there anyone here tonight? Is there anyone here tonight for community comment? Community comment? Community comment? Seeing none, we'll move on to old business. Is there any old business? Old business?
Is there any other old business? Yes, ombuds person.
Two weeks ago, this night, we were discussing a very serious issue with regard to a budget pertaining to the Gustavus Greens. And during that conversation, I brought up the word investigation. I'd like to clarify for the record that there is no investigation being undertaken. I misspoke. I apologize, therefore. I will not make that mistake again in the future. And I certainly wish to apologize personally to anyone who was offended by that or otherwise has an issue. I'm certainly available for issues or questions at a later time.
Is there any other old business? Old business? Old business. Seeing none, we'll move on to new business. Our first item of new business is regarding the North Hall security cameras that I'm sure you've read about in the weekly this past week. I will open it for discussion regarding, would you like to say something?
Yes, so campus safety and residential life partnered together, and due to a severe influx of incidents within all of the residence halls that make complex, they installed security cameras, and this has been contentious for some of the residents therein and has risen concerns.
I will now open the floor for further discussion. Senator Siada.
Have the cameras, this is a question to whoever may pertain to, have the cameras already been installed or are planning on being installed?
They have been installed. They have been removed by residents or persons, not necessarily known who, and reinstalled with a new format. Vandalized.
And is it just one camera, or is it multiple cameras around the?
Multiple. Do you have the exact number off the top of your head? For chance?
I'm not sure that I can comment.
Okay.
So there's more.
I'm not going to comment.
Okay. So I'm going to take that as there may be more cameras than are visible to the eye. Can I make that assumption?
Senator Siada.
Yes.
Right now we will be discussing the security cameras within North Hall that we are aware of.
Okay.
We have no further information whether or not there are more cameras or if more cameras will be placed.
Okay.
But right now we'll be discussing the security cameras in.
Okay. I yield.
But I will add that there are cameras all the hell all over campus. In academic buildings and this building and there are cameras all over the place.
Okay. Seeing as I'm not a representative for complex, I'd still like to voice my displeasure of increased surveillance, just because in general I don't think it's necessary to have constant surveillance of college students, whether it be because of certain things that have occurred in the past. But I'm strongly against this, and I want to ask another question: is was this implemented? Without the approval or vindication from students as well, or is it just was it kind of brought through by the administration? Was that done? If that's clear enough question.
For what I know, campus safety handled campus safety and residential life. I would yield to our advisor.
Or are you just like
are
student?
You saying-
So there were very disconcerting incidents of vandalism in North Hall, and Residence Life sent at least two emails to the residents of the complex encouraging them to stop the vandal type behavior and other inappropriate things that were being done in that building. Also encouraging residents to encourage the people that were doing it to stop doing it. A little positive peer pressure around responsible citizenship. And when the behaviors didn't stop, then Resident Life, Campus Safety, and the Dean of Students Office determined that that the incidents of vandalism were significant enough and targeted enough that it merited a more severe response, and thus the
And then my final question, is there any indication that these cameras or more cameras will be placed in other residence halls? If anyone can, if you can, that's just a flat now. Okay. And then I yield.
Senator Thayer.
So I guess I pose this question to our advisor, are the cameras temporary or
permanent? I don't know why they would be permanent, the most disconcerting behaviors have stopped, and when we feel assured that they're going to remain stopped, then there's no reason for the camera. So it's a pretty specific narrow set of circumstances that have led to it. It was not a decision that was made lightly, and I'm sure that it's a very small number of individuals who are accountable for the behavior that is causing the problems in the first place, and pretty unique. So I've worked in higher education for 20 years, and I've never hit this specific set of circumstances that have led to this camera. So I can't imagine that those set of circumstances would result elsewhere. I should never say never, because you never know what kinds of crazy things people can come up with. But I certainly don't think that there's any big, like, crazy movement afoot to just start installing cameras in those halls. I feel really confident saying that to all of you, and, like, honest as I can be.
I think with that, I feel a little bit more comfortable with that statement being said. However, even having one in the residence hall seems a little concerning to me. I know of the rumors of the reasons why the cameras are being installed and such, that I don't want to go into that matter. I want to speak specifically on the matter of cameras in residence halls where students are walking from their rooms to their bathrooms in towels. I know that I sat on the Health and Housing Committee my freshman year and I had a conversation with the director or the former director of campus safety about possibly putting cameras in doors on co-ed so students could enter through either of the three front doors on the south facade. And he stated that no, they couldn't think of putting in cameras because of that reason that it was a residence hall and that students would be walking from the rooms to their bathrooms in towels. My constituents have been talking about this quite a bit, about their concern for this matter. I think it's a very difficult subject at hand, the reasons of the placement of the cameras, but that cameras are being put in residence halls is need for discussion, because if students in their residence, where they live, walking from the room to the bathroom, have to pass by a camera, or cameras plural, I think the option then should be for them to maybe be moved to an area where there is not a camera, so they have an option of privacy. If there isn't a location on campus, then maybe they should be offered a chance to move off campus, to increase the number of the students being let off campus. And I know that college looks at tuition as a major source of funding, and they look at housing as a major source of income as well. But if cameras are being placed in residence halls where students feel a certain privacy, I think they should be allowed to move off. Now, I understand that cameras serve the purpose of preventing or catching acts of vandalism, or possibly serving as a safety feature, so students feel more safe in a sense. But from what I'm hearing, a lot of students don't feel safe because there's a camera there and they feel their privacy being invaded. I'd like to see what the rest of the speakers list has, but hopefully at the conclusion of this discussion, there would be a charge made to the co-presidents of Student Senate to keep in contact with administration, campus safety, and voice our concern. I think at this point, actually, I'll make that motion just to make sure it's happened. I move to charge the co-presidents of Student Senate to have conversations with the Dean of Students, Campus Safety, and Residential Life about cameras in North Hall, as well as hospital cameras in other residence buildings, and future policies, and to report back to student centers.
So the motion, if I have this correct, is to charge the co-presidents to have a conversation with the Dean of Students, Campus Safety, and Residential Life about the security cameras and policy.
And future
policy changes.
And regards to cameras and possible living situations.
So future, is it okay if we word it, future changes, policy changes in regards to cameras?
Yes.
The second goes to Senator Hoppe. Is there discussion on the motion to charge? Any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of charging the co-presidents to have a conversation with the Dean of Students, Campus Safety, and Residential Life regarding security cameras in Residence Hall and future policy changes, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? Vote passes. Motion passes. We will return to the speakers list. Senator Hoppe.
Yield.
Senator Rasmussen.
Yield.
Senator Thrash.
This is a question for anyone with more experience on Senate than myself. What can this body exactly do about the cameras other than the charge that's already gone up?
Would you yield to Senator Thrash?
Yes.
So the student senate, representing the student body, could form a resolution aimed towards the administration and or the board of trustees, voicing the dissent of the student body as a whole, which would weigh heavily in decisions in the future, however other factors may kind of change the balance of our resolution. But we could voice dissent of the entire student body. Thank you. I yield.
Senator Hare?
I guess our discussion has raised a couple of questions for me. Working on the article, I've only been aware of one security camera, but the fact that there may be more kind of concerns me. The fact that we can't talk about it because I would be concerned that students wouldn't know about it. And I have heard that there were plans for more cameras when we wrote the article, but at the time that we had published it, those hadn't been in place yet. So I was just wondering if there were. If anyone knew if there were additional cameras that were not, that students were not aware of in their residence hall.
Chair Rowland?
I would just like to say, as a resident of Second Floor North, the hall that actually has the panoramic camera, or just one camera in the middle of the hallway that can see down both sides, and as someone who's had the door to their room vandalized and a lot of personal things actually ripped off, I still strongly feel that this is a overarching measure, and also my colleagues who live with me on the floor all feel that the situation goes from not, catching people who are doing, bad things, but whether or not it looks like you are doing something bad, which we strongly feel is not conducive to a healthy environment in a college dormitory. And we have been working for the past couple weeks to try to also stop people from vandalizing all through the hall, because obviously we don't like it either, but we feel strongly that these cameras are a step too far in invading the privacy of students.
Do we yield?
I yield, yes.
Senator Affray?
I yield.
Senator Berkey?
I think it's important to remember that this is an isolated event, and I realize that that students feel that their privacy is being invaded. But it's also important to remember that this is campus property, and in all technicality, they could do whatever they choose, and it's not as though cameras are being installed in individual rooms. I realize that walking to your room, from your room to the bathroom in a towel could be difficult if you're on a camera. That's not exactly something that I'd be comfortable with, but I also think that if this is preventing the vandalism, then it's done its job, and I assume that at some point soon administration will see fit to remove the cameras.
Senator Rasmussen.
I don't know if this would be the answer, but a question to our advisor. The original email about taking the measure of putting cameras up was sent out a while ago, and I honestly had no idea even that they had gone through with putting up cameras. First time I found out about it was when I heard that they were torn down right away. And I noticed that you were saying you couldn't answer questions about specific new cameras going up. And I don't know if it's something that campus needs to tell students to put any cameras up, but I guess that is my question.
I think we felt really important that we wanted to notify students, in part because we wanted to stop the behavior that was vandalism. Vandalism is like such a nice word for some of the things that were happening. Like, vandalism is too nice a word. It's too clean of a word for some of the things that were happening. But vandalism is probably the word. So we would want to tell people about the camera because we would want the camera to dissuade people from engaging in the kinds of acts that they were engaging in.
Is the campus allowed for a secret camera? That's not the right word for it.
I suppose because we're a private college, we could theoretically have secret cameras, but I can't for the life of me think about what would be productive about that. That said, I don't even honestly think that I have a strong sense of all the cameras that are on campus. Now, they're not in residence halls, but I think there's a lot of cameras. In fact, the current campus safety director is trying to figure out if she thinks we need so many. So I don't know if I mentioned.
Point of order. Point of order. I request that the gentleman not make those signs in this chamber.
Okay.
I yield. Thank
you. Senator Burgraff.
My main issue with it is that the cameras can be accessed by any student or anyone working at campus safety, and that's concerning for me, because I can understand having the camera, and then under certain circumstances looking at the footage, but since anyone who's just working at campus safety for their student employment job can just pull it up and see what's going on second floor north, that's not okay to me. I understand having the camera and having specific protocol for when you look at the footage and things like that, but I don't like that it's just willy-nilly you can look at it when you want to.
Chair Richardson?
You.
Senator Ciotta.
I'd like to first make the point. So it's more of a question. If the camera sees any type of potentially illegal activity occurring, or what looks like to be students coming back from illegal activity, say students walk in, underage students walk in with alcohol, could they then move in and say we have a right to this to knock on your door and see if you actually do have alcohol, or will it just be to stop this? These types of incidents from occurring. That's directly at
the ladder.
The ladder. So they can do that.
But there's plenty of alcohol to find just when you're accidentally walking down the hall in complex.
Well, I was saying just alcohol, but just other things in general that would be conspicuous or suspicious. Then the campus safety would have a right, or said they have a right to do it, to go in and move forward with some sort of authority.
I think what you're trying to ask, I'm confused, but you're saying will they be actively watching the camera, or are they using it for the sole purpose of if something happens they go back to find out who did it?
Partially both, yeah. And are they gonna be looking at this, there's a group of people leaving, looks like they're gonna go do something, let's go follow them or something like that. Like actually being like police officers and like almost like.
The reason for the camera was to stop the vandalism and other inappropriate behavior.
So that's the sole purpose, and that's going to be the only purpose.
I suppose if somebody sets Second Floor North on fire and it gets caught on the camera, that would be footage I would look at.
Okay.
But I don't need to waste our time with minor policy offenses.
And at some point, it was said earlier that at some point soon, the camera would be taken out if the action said stop or cease for the time being. Is that definite, or is that just like that's what we're assuming is going to happen?
I don't think I'm able to give you a definitive answer at this point.
And then I yield.
Chair Richardson.
So, there are cameras all over campus. Any student, underage or not, who has consumed or touched alcohol or any other illegal substances on this campus has probably been caught on camera doing so, and I do not know a single person who has ever gotten in trouble for it. Plenty of colleges have cameras in residence halls. It is for student safety, it is to prevent acts of vandalism. Very few colleges that I know of have had a huge problem with it. Both of my sisters go to Oxford, they have cameras there. They rarely get used, they're there in case of emergencies, they're not that much of a problem. If you are so self-conscious walking in a towel from your room to the bathroom, there are still going to be people who can see you doing this. Anybody can whip out their camera and take a video of you. Hopefully they wouldn't, that would obviously be a problem, but that's a choice that you're choosing to make. If you're that uncomfortable with it, you can just as easily take your clothes off in the bathroom as doing it in your room. Anyone who wants to know what's going on Second Floor North can go to Second Floor North and see what's going on. It's not that hard to get into the building. It's not like administration or students are sitting there trying to catch a peek of what's underneath your towel. This fixation on this seems absurd to me, that it's obviously not the purpose. Most students working at campus safety are doing their homework and paying as little attention to anything related to their job as they possibly can. So, this conversation seems really a bit ridiculous, and I yield.
Chair Rowland.
To address the former speaker, the majority of the people that I've talked to feel that we don't need an excuse to desire privacy in a place that we live. We completely understand the validity of where you would use a security camera to stop vandalism. We understand that is, in most cases, an acceptable response to what's happened. We simply feel that we would prefer having privacy over anything else. And also to address another former speaker, Senator Berkey. Previous speaker, we independently looked up what the brand of the camera that's used in our hall was. And because it is a panoramic lens and is put on a wall, it can see into the rooms on the opposite side of the hallway. So we feel that it doesn't also just invade hallway space, but also open doors into people's rooms. And then also just as a question for the advisor, when we talked with campus safety, we were under the impression that they were looking to put in more permanent cameras over Thanksgiving break in more places than just our second floor. And I was just wondering if that's still a thing, or if what you told us is the most current.
Comment.
Okay.
Senator Niagara.
I believe we're talking in circles. The previous speaker already made a motion. We charge this to somebody, so I move to end debate.
The second goes to the Hoppy. Is there discussion? Any discussion to end debate? Discussion? Seeing none, this will be a 2/3 vote. All in favor of ending debate, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Abstentions? Debate has ended. We'll move on to the next item of the agenda, which will include committee updates. We will start with technology director.
Okay, great. So first of all, microphone was ordered today, so it'll be here hopefully soon. On the topic of recordings and all that business, if under the minutes now you'll find all of the audio for all of the meetings this semester, and so you can just click on one and play it and all that business. So that's that'll be updated for the rest of the semester. Let's see what else we have. Oh, also, as far as that, so that was just located under the minutes. If anyone has any other better places for this, like a separate page or anything, please come talk to me afterwards. It's just somewhere where I threw it. I thought it was a good place, but if you have a better idea, please come contact me about that. We looked into like an online suggestion box for the blog. It's turning out to be a little more difficult than we thought just because of the way the site is hosted. It's hosted by WordPress, and so that makes it hard to add like form submissions in there. So we're still looking into that. And moving towards the future, one thing that I would especially like to do is try to make this blog more visible and more actively utilized, more blog posts, as well as making it easier for students to encounter it and see it. So that'd be it.
I'll open the floor at the end for questions for any of the chairs, but for now we'll move on. Health and housing chair?
So some of our committee's ideas about the meal plan, they were brought to the kitchen cabinet meeting. So that's still a work in progress. We're in discussion with them. And currently we're having another meeting next Friday, and we're talking about hydration stations around campus and AEDs.
We'll move on to Chair Richardson.
All right, so we have a meeting set up with Concordia Admissions next week to talk about recruitment and support systems for long-term first-year college students. We have a member who joined Building Bridges to try to collaborate with them to reach out to a broader audience and provide better support and just be involved with that process. The Neutral Housing presentation was completed. The survey is going out this week. We have a member who got in contact with the Integrated Advisory Board to see what's happening with the interfaith space and how it can be better utilized. And we're looking into launching a poster campaign.
Public relations chair.
So, clothing, money should be due in today, so if you can pay, that's our first thing out of the way. Name day will be coming fairly soon to the senators for their meetings and such. Yeah, we have the advertising for the financial transparency coming this Thursday. It is all up. The display case is up. The upholstery is up. And a few senators from residents also just stop. I mean, I have posters for you guys, and we'll get that sent out to you.
Great. Chair Bowling.
We have a couple things going on. First, as an update to the lockers in the library, one of our representatives looked into that, and it's kind of come up on negative because they tried this in years past, and there were problems with students leaving food in the lockers as well as books. It hasn't been checked out yet. We're still looking for maybe putting lockers in other places on campus, still kind of exploring that avenue. We also looked into a J-term issue for transfer students, junior transfer students who are still obligated to take two J-term courses, but have the J-term priority level of a junior. We met with the registrar and determined that it would be better to, as opposed to creating like an overarching rule for transfer juniors getting some kind of priority number, to advertise that a junior who feels that they want to appeal to get a lower, or a higher registration priority can do so on an individual basis, because it would just be a lot more easy, a lot more simple that way. In terms for our little green sustainability package we're doing, we had a recent update on our hunt for a windmill on campus by the end of the year. I met with one of the physics professors who tried to do something similar in years past with other professors on campus, and we talked about how if we can't get it on campus due to a countywide moratorium on windmill installations, we also have an option to work with a local energy company in installing one on the other side of the river in Le Sueur, where regulations aren't so strict, and where when the energy is produced by the turbine, then we just get it crossed off of our energy balance sheets. So
that's all we got. Controller, would you like to say anything?
We are rocking and rolling, looking through bylaws and such, making sure that those are all up to speed. Some big
developments as far as how we are going to approach retroactive funding are in the, I guess, in vitro stage, if you will, which I will be writing actual wording over the Thanksgiving break because I hate holidays. no, that's not true, but we're just doing our thing.
Ethics committee is also doing its thing. Our thing being going through the bylaws and constitution, trying to see where we have issues. I'm going to meet with our ethics tonight. I was going to mention an announcement, so I'll just do it now. Ethics met 2 weeks ago to discuss an issue of considerable importance for the body here. That was an internal matter. Otherwise, I have nothing new to report at this time.
And I apologize, Admin Director. I kind of glossed over you. Would you like to add anything regarding the team reports?
I would like to have them by next Monday before we leave for Thanksgiving, so keep working on those. If you lost your copy, I can email you.
Okay, I will now open the floor for any comments, questions, concerns for our chairs. Senator Nigro.
If you're in my courtyard cat committee, I've got a book of fabrics. So I've got 4 chair designs. We're going to go through fabrics, and we're going to pick out a fabric, and then we're going to get 4 chairs, and then we're going to have people sit on them, and if they like one, then we're going to get a whole bunch of them. So if you will meet me, real quick, before the ethics meeting, we will figure out a meeting time to decide fabrics. And, yeah.
Senator Rasmussen.
A quick question for the PR chair. Is Shitter Chatter going to happen this year? Is that something that we're working on?
Yeah, it is. It's been delegated to a committee member, and I need to check up on that. Oh. So it has been dealt with, and thank you.
Senator Burgraff?
I would prefer, and I know that my constituent who brought it up to me would prefer if the issue with junior transfer students and day camp, if it was like a complete policy change for every junior transfer student, because I think that would be easier. I know it's not going to be easier for the registrar, but it would be a lot easier for the students. Also, with diversity committee, we found a relationship with Student Sector Alliance.
Senator Hare.
This is directed towards student and academic affairs. When I went to visit Lucan last week, I checked out their library to see if they had any similar locker type setup, and instead they had assigned senior cubbies. And so, if you're interested in something like that, I would suggest contacting the librarian at Lucan. Save the work fine, save the no locks. I was there on Saturday night, and there's things in every single copy, no match, not locked, so that might be an interesting avenue to try. So the sign is specific seniors.
Is there any other discussion regarding committee updates? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move on to our next item of the agenda, the Financial Transparency Forum, and I will turn this over to Co-President Timmons.
All right, so it's happening this Thursday. 6 to 7 in Beck 301, Ken Westfall will be there with a presentation and with open ears to address any possible question anybody might have on anything financial. So we met with him last week, and he is super excited. He actually was the first one to get the ball rolling on this because he just wants to be as open and transparent about all of our monies as possible. So he is very excited to be giving as much information as possible to the student body. So please do as much as you can to amp it up so that way there aren't these floating rumors and questions that always tend to happen with money at any institution.
Point of information.
Beck 301.
And before I open the floor, I would like to encourage you to email Matt or Co-President Timmons or I with any questions specifically that you would like Ken Westfall to address. We would really appreciate that.
Okay.
So,
point of information.
I will now.
That was at 6 to 7 this Thursday?
6 to 7 this Thursday.
I will now open the floor regarding discussion of the Financial Transparency Forum. Senator Thayer.
Last year, he had a PowerPoint presentation prepared with it. Could we speak, or could the co-president speak with him about possibly sending that to us, or at least the class representatives, so that we could maybe forward that to our constituents that aren't able to attend the meeting?
Would you like that after the meeting?
Yes.
Okay, we will ask him. Any other discussion? Discussion? Chair Larson.
Yeah, I guess I'll say I sent an email to send out the chair departments across campus, but I feel like a campus-wide email to students about this would be good idea. So I may talk to you guys later about this. I'll send that up and pursue that.
Yes.
All right.
Any other discussion regarding forum? Any other discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, is there any other new business? New business? New business. Seeing none, we'll move on to announcements. Ombudsperson?
Ethics. Meet ethics.
Senator Thrash.
Pretty long, got a couple things going on this week. I might get this wrong, but tomorrow night we have William and Mitchell here on campus. William Mitchell Law School on campus. during the finance forum,
seven to eight, so right after.
After the finance forum, we'll have Hamlet Law on campus representatives.
Senator Nigro.
Coordinator Cap Committee, meet right before Ethics Committee.
Tech Director.
Two things. First thing, this Thursday from 6:30 to 8:00, there will be a math education career event in Olin. If you know any math ed majors or any education majors in general, you encourage them to come out. There'll be free pizza and pop. Four alumni will be there. A panel of four alumni will be there to like answer questions about transitions into the education field after college and stuff. So it'll be really interesting. Like I said, it's like not geared towards math education at all. It's just what it's labeled. So if you have any education major friends, want to come out and ask some questions or just kind of be there and listen or get some free pizza and pop, have them come out. Second thing, tech committee meet after this. Thank you.
Chair Larson.
PR committee, come see me after. And if you guys have paid me, please come pay me for clothing.
Co-President Simmons.
So we were just kind of talking about it, but again, please invite your constituents to the Facebook Finance Transparency Forum page. And again, any questions, get them to us, and we can hopefully make sure that those get incorporated into Ken's actual presentation. Then my second thing. If you have any criterion for what a good president would be, email presidentsearch@gap.edu. And on the same presidential note, we have a meeting with President Olley in two days. So if you have anything that you would like us to have part of that agenda for that meeting or us to be aware of, chat with us and we'll bring it forward.
Just a point of clarification. So we emailed that... email president that guy. So you email what you want to see in the president. It's not like a site on the Davis website.
No, you would compose an email that says, this is what I think a great president consists of. I want these traits, these characteristics, blah, 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 sincerely, Jobo. And you would send that to presidentsearch@gap.edu, not president@gap.edu. That would be slightly uncomfortable.
Chair Richardson.
Right. Trans Day in Remembrance is in the chapel at 7 p.m. tomorrow. No, Wednesday. This Wednesday. Pass Up, Path of Privilege is November 20th from 7 to 8 p.m. in alumni. There are only 11 spots remaining. Deposits are due by today. the Democrats are hosting. Representative Steve Tinnen, who's joining the Secretary of State tomorrow, and the courtyard from 5:30 to 6:30.
Meditation is currently for the gallery performing November 21st to the 24th. And the WAC is launching, hosting a Who Needs Feminism launch party Tuesday, December 3rd at 7 in the Courtney Cafe.
Senator Hare.
Homelessness Awareness Week. There's a homelessness benefit on Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Lodi Hall. Catered by El Gade, and you can either donate $5, three items of clothing, or a couple items worth.
Senator Ockrey.
Building bridges is holding hosting a pardon my French, but this is what it's called, talking shit. It's going to be linked from the Friday and talk about this environmental pet talk. So there's some talks about environmental issues. That's going to be on Wednesday, tomorrow.
And all of that. Senator Schwitzenberg.
Senator Opera stole my thunder with the talking shit event, so I will make a plug for Cam Jarvis and Jesse Erickson, who are going to be performing in the Quarter Cap on Wednesday at 7, I think.
Senator Thayer.
All right, so if you could take out your planners or write this down, it's right around the corner. Rock for Tots is December 14th. It's at Patty's from 7 until closing time. Under 21 gets kicked out at 10.
11.
11.
We negotiated for 11.
We negotiated for you guys under 21. So you guys stay until 11. If you're looking for tickets, you can buy them from any EPI around campus, and it'll be cheaper buying them from an EPI pre-event than at the event, but it's only like a little more expensive at the event. And the tickets are, I see $10.
Okay. So Friday, I Am We Are will be hosting a workshop performance. I believe it's a performance about We Need to Talk About Race. I think that's what it's called. It will be in the Beck Atrium. I don't have a time on that though, but hopefully that's all on your radars because it should be awesome and support your fellow guesties and their amazing performance skills. And Financial Transparency Forum is this Thursday, and I would love to see you all there.
And we are 7 p.m.
7 p.m. this Friday. Senator Ciotta.
I just had a question about Senate meetings during J term. Do we still have them?
Yeah.
That's just a great question.
So technically that's not an announcement, so we will address that next week.
Okay.
Or you can come see us after the meeting.
Okay.
Senator Berkey.
This Saturday at 1 o'clock in the Orling Recital Hall, Boston Wind Orchestra is having a concert, and you should all go because it will be really nice.
Co-President Timmons.
I forgot two things that I should bring up. The first one I'm going to talk about, Christmas in Christ Chapel, is coming up real soon. And there are a lot of musically inclined people in this room who will be there and singing. It's a pretty cool experience. I'm very proud of this part of our culture here at Gustavus. And so tickets are, I believe some performances are already sold out. So if you want to go, don't wait last minute. Figure it out. Make your calendar work now, and you'll be much happier. The other thing is an EPI event before Rock for Tots. It's actually EPI Awareness on December 4th, 7 to 9 in the courtyard. There'll be free pie, lots of sexual education, and some pretty amazing talents, or lack thereof, demonstrated by the gentlemen of EPI.
Chair Richardson.
Just to clarify, previously this event has advertised pie and actually served pie substitutes. Will there be real pie?
Pie substitutes?
I was very upset.
What's a pie substitute? What is a pie substitute?
Non-pie desserts.
Okay, do you field. Senator Thayer.
That reminded me, there will be actually some copulation that occurs at the event for demonstrations for those that are interested in what there will be dress and helium and lanogaster meetings taking
Neat.
Place, so you can watch part of sex.
Neat.
All right. Okay. Order. Order. Ombudsperson.
Last one. Hey, last thing. Please, there are a lot of people who owe money to the PR chair. Please get your money into the PR chair. I'm going to put you on blast. I'm going to embarrass you. So just get it into the PR chair. Please just do it. For crying out loud.
Are there any other announcements? Announcements. Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.